I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Guys, I may or may not have injured a bird yesterday.
What?
Aww.
You know.
This honestly
comes off the heels of what, last week? Didn't it? Last week we talk about dogs? This was not intentional, I'll say.
Well, I would hope not. It's weird that you mentioned that because I have a dead bird in my garage right now.
Oh, how did it get there?
Well,
my bird was not dead. Just for the record, not dead. I think I just injured it. Either that or it's a baby bird that doesn't know how to fly yet.
Oh, well, mine, I think, got stuck in the garage and I didn't know he was in there. And I closed the garage door. And when I opened the garage door, there he was.
That seems super sketch.
That's basically the same thing happened to O.J. Simpson, and we
tore
that man down.
Yeah,
what?
He was acquitted, but
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Essentially the same thing.
You're the O.J. Simpson of bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Melissa, put on this glove.
No,
put it on.
Put it on, Mel.
The glove don't fit. We must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
That glove fits. You saw it too.
Yep. Yep.
So anyway, what happened to your bird?
Yeah, change the subject.
What
why don't you?
What happened to your bird?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like change the subject on you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Something someone super guilty would do.
What happened to your bird?
What happened to your bird is what we should be asking.
Yeah, bird is the word, and that word is dead.
Yeah. Wait, sing that song real quick.
I can't sing it. I just know bird is a word. I can't think of how it goes.
Wait, go ahead, say it again.
Bird is the word.
That's not how the song goes at all.
Yeah, it is.
It goes.
I said the bird. Bird is the word.
Is that
bird?
Bird is the word. That's the part I was doing. Bird is a word.
Oh my gosh.
I
like
know.
That hit song Stand By Me, you know, when they go, Stand By Me. Stand by me. Oh, darling. Oh, darling. You know, same song.
My heart will go on. It will go on.
Growing up in little pink houses. American kids.
It wasn't that far off.
You go on the Chattahoochee. That is a river for me.
My gosh. Look at all these hit songs we're singing. I hope we can get the copyrights for these songs.
We are probably going to get busted.
What happened to your bird?
Bird.
Hang on.
Bird. Bird. See? Same song.
Not to abruptly change the subject, but that's basically what we do here on the podcast. I'm seeing this text message that we got during the show.
Yep.
That I don't know how we missed or how any of us didn't see, but it says, why is nobody acknowledging Austin's great puns? Something to chew on? Are you telling me the tooth smiles above?
Did you send that?
I didn't
you
send that.
You did too.
No, it's from a 650 number. I'm a 615
okay.
number.
Okay. What is that from your mom?
No, my mom is also a 615.
Your dad?
My dad is a 615.
I did make a comment that I know what they're talking about because I like left it to see if they would like laugh
I think
or
it was,
respond.
It was during the segment of the chewing up, dogs chewing up
yes.
things. And
yes.
the guy called in where
yeah.
someone was chewing, his dog chewed up his dad's dentures.
Yes.
And so then I started making all these like tooth and mouth puns.
I know. And afterwards we were talking here in the studio afterwards and I was like, no, I'm surprised nobody got any of those.
Well, this texter did. Shout out to that texter.
But I also did say there had to be people in their car that were thinking to themselves,
yeah,
why is nobody getting that?
Yeah, because it was something like I would just say the pun and you would smile and look at me, but the listener would just keep talking. And so like they did not, it clearly just went over their heads.
I know. I was just kind of waiting at that time. I'm like, did they get it?
Yeah.
Did they get it?
We did not acknowledge it. Man, I love a good pun.
I know. Yeah. If you do them every day.
Well aware.
Like I was, and you know what's funny? Obviously like I'm a dad now, right? I'm a dad of two. So it's like, oh, dad jokes. But like I was a fan of puns back in college. Like we used to do an improv game that was basically just puns.
Really?
Yeah. You would just go out and do puns. Oh, and I killed at it.
I guess.
I was punstoppable.
I'm not surprised that you did. See, he can't
stop. He just
stop.
Left the door. Don't compliment him. If we don't compliment him.
You what? Guys just don't understand.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. If you do too that many, then...
Then what? I'm going to get punished?
That laugh by Mel was the hardest she's laughed.
That's the hardest she's laughed all week, I think.
I know, but you can't keep doing them. This is why you can't keep doing them over and over again in a row, because I think it loses its punch.
Nice, Mel. Nice.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
Mel, when you were... Look,
you know what he's going to do? You gave him one. And so now he's going to do 10 more.
I would have thought
and
that
then
if you
if
did
you a... laugh, it's going to be an extra 5. And no. Then if we stop doing it, he's going to move on, but then he's going to come back to it. You just open the door more.
If she did a joke like that, I was expecting it to stink, like punderwear.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like he gets a couple good ones out, and then he tries to keep going, and then they just flop.
We make jokes about this, but it's true. I know how Austin's brain works, because it's the same as mine. You get that one joke in, you get a laugh. You get that second joke in. Yeah. If you get another laugh, you don't stop.
Yeah. Well, it's my pun shining moment. If you watch college basketball, you would have appreciated that joke a little bit more.
I love college basketball, and I didn't like it.
All right, fine. We'll punt on this topic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Can we go back to Melissa being a murderer?
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
OJ Simpson pun. That one was forced.
That was very forced.
That was forced.
A lot of them can be forced.
Are they?
Yes.
Can we talk about the O.J. Simpson trial? Because I could talk about that all day, every day.
Why?
I'm so... There's like... You know, like there's topics in like pop culture that just like sometimes like they'll just like fascinate you? That is one that like I am just, for whatever reason, I'm fascinated by.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure like the 10-part documentary they put out on ESPN, and then also the FX show, The People versus O.J. Simpson... Like those came out around the same time, and I had been fascinated about it before those came out, but then those came out and then really
did you watch
enhanced
them?
My fascination. Yeah,
you did. And
yeah.
are they truthfully? Is there more information in there that we don't already know?
The documentary was interesting because you do like really learn some ins and outs, and it talks about
everything leading up to it. The murder isn't until one of the later episodes,
because that's one of the integral parts of that whole documentary was. The events that led up to it, which it was just a year or so after the Rodney King riots in mm-hmm. Los Angeles, which was a huge part of it and a huge reason of why it was so captivating. I mean, obviously, you take a massive celebrity who mm-hmm. was not only just great on the football field, but then was becoming a great actor and a great spokesman, was everywhere. And he may have or may not have killed his wife. Like, obviously, that's going to be captivating. But then everything that led up to it, mm-hmm. and it's just that like, you know, like the racial divide that mm-hmm. it created. It was just like, I'm just like, I could talk about it, I think, all day.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
it is
so crazy.
It is an interesting topic. The backstories are always really interesting.
Yeah.
Back then, also, Cato Kaelin.
Oh, no. I know what you're going to say.
He was good looking.
I knew you were going to say that.
Back then he was.
Melissa, he's a Brewers fan. And he's like,
how do you know that?
He's an oddly... really strong Brewers fan.
Really?
He might be the biggest Brewers fan of anyone.
Oh, wow.
Milwaukee sports in general. Wisconsin sports in general.
You know how I know, Mel?
How?
Because he live tweets just about every regular season game of the
really?
Milwaukee Brewers. They'll be playing like a Tuesday night against the Cincinnati Reds, and he'll be like, "Are you? I can't believe that call." You know, or like, "What?
Really?
Why's the manager subbing in this guy to pitch instead of this guy?" And it's like, okay.
Why do you follow Cato Kaelin?
I did for a while because I was fascinated by all things OJ.
Oh, okay.
So I started following him. And then the Brewers tweets, I think, led me to unfollow. It was just too much.
How old were you when all that went down?
Oh, I was young.
You had
I
to be
young.
Really little.
I was in third grade.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I remember our class. You know, the big thing, like, because that trial lasted for a year.
Like, was it that long?
It was, yeah, it was something crazy.
I remember
long.
Where I was when I was watching the police chase.
Really?
On TV.
I don't remember the police chase. I didn't see the police chase live. But I do remember the verdict being read and we listened to it on the radio in class.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that they would play that in third grade to a class. I think that's actually weird.
Well, it was either the fact that it was so culturally captivating, like it was a big moment in time.
Yeah, but
like
you're playing a verdict to a murderer eight-year-olds.
Well, he was
in elementary. That's weird. What was your teacher thinking?
He ended up being innocent. So
yeah,
technically.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
He rushed for 2,000 yards in a season when that was only 14 games. That's pretty incredible.
He wasn't convicted. Yeah. So I'll backpedal on that one. But it's still the topic itself.
Well,
is bizarre. I mean, today I cannot see an elementary school teacher playing that.
Well, I feel like we guard our kids a lot more nowadays than we probably need to. But also, I think if anything, the teacher probably just wanted to know.
I'll bet you.
You know, the teacher was probably just like, so we're gonna listen to this. But she did explain to us. She goes, this is a very important, she turned it into a teachable thing. It wasn't like she just flipped on the radio. She goes, all right, guys, gather around the radio. We're gonna listen to this verdict. It's coming out now. And
so she didn't drag a TV in. She turned on a radio.
No, we didn't have a TV. Yeah, we listened to it on the radio.
Okay.
And I remember
I forgot that you went to school in 1945.
It has that feel.
Kids, listen to the radio. See?
Hey, you
everybody
see?
We're here live. Room.
Hey. We got the O.J. Simpson verdict. Did he know it? Did he blast his...
It's like one of the old school police hours.
Yeah.
Did he knick-knack his wife? We're going to find out coming up next after this word from Colgate. Colgate, your toothpaste of choice.
Colgate.
The idea of them being like, okay, O.J. Simpson verdict is coming in. Where's the radio? Is so much fun. And I can't stress that enough.
We've got the O.J. Simpson verdict coming up, but don't go anywhere. It's coming up next after a word from Ovaltine.
Yeah, coming up after a Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, my God.
What? He's still going to listen to this whole show?
And then you hear the commercial. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
Yeah, yeah,
wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wee. It's WBBZ. Your number one source for all things O.J. Simpson. Which... we may have to rebrand after this verdict.
Seriously.
I remember there were three girls in the class that thought he was innocent. And when they announced the innocent, everyone was like, oh. But those girls were like, yes! And everyone, it was like a record scratch in a bar.
No,
everyone
really?
Just turns and looks and,
oh,
like, and just like
gosh.
Looks at them. They're like, yeah! We didn't know what the heck we were doing.
No,
I think
yes,
we were just going
so
off
little.
Of whatever like our parents thought or
yeah,
said,
exactly.
You know,
no
based
idea.
Off of everything. But I just remember for that entire year, going to the waiting room at the doctor or, you know, going anywhere, like to the store or whatever, always seeing everything OJ on magazines,
mm-hmm.
on TV, daytime TV throughout the day.
Right.
It was just like, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was in third grade.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
I heard my parents got into a fight about it.
Really?
Yeah. My mom was on the very much the side that he was guilty. And my dad was just trying to be a dick, I think. So
really?
He got, like, was just kind of, because his whole thing was like, he's a naked gun. He's a good guy.
Look, you go back and watch those Naked Gun movies and you're like, could so, this guy have killed him? I mean, look at him.
So I guess it was my
Norbert.
Dad. I don't know. And it was my dad versus my mom, but then my brother split side too. And I can't, I think it was my dad, my mom and my brother, Brian, who's my older brother. And then my dad and my brother, Sean. And the one story I heard was that my mom had to leave the room once because she was getting so mad because my dad kept going, if the glove don't fit, you must quit. Like just chanting it at her.
And that's the thing about what was the lead prosecutor's name?
Marsha Clark?
Or I mean the lead defender's name?
Oh, you're talking about Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran, rest in peace. His verdicts were always like he always had those rhymes that would like stick in jurors' heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that was actually very clever.
Yeah, it make you sing. You know, mm-hmm. if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. 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 See, right? Like that makes me want to say not guilty, right?
And to be fair,
I'm staying out of that
one. It was great acting by OJ. Tried to put the gloves on. They didn't fit.
They didn't fit.
And he really tried.
Oh, yeah.
By his acting.
Yeah, he tried. I know. See, that's the thing. He's a great actor.
Nobody thought to be like, hey, those are leather gloves that were in blood. They might shrink.
Right. No. Or the fact that like, hey, that guy now works in Hollywood. Maybe he's...
He could play it up a little.
Putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nope.
He rushed for 2,000 yards.
He did rush for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season, which should be pointed out.
Very.
And before all that happened, he was so beloved.
I know.
Like, everybody loved him.
Who would it be today? Who would be the one?
The equivalent?
Yeah.
Ooh, good
celebrity
one.
That would be, like, beloved, that we would be shocked if we saw them driving down the 405 freeway in their white Ford Bronco.
Kelly Clarkson.
Faced by cops. Kelly Clarkson, that's a good one.
Nobody has a mean thing to say about Kelly Clarkson because she's America's idol.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, if Dolly did it, especially this late in life.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like everybody would still stand by Dolly, though.
You know what? She would kill Jolene.
Yeah. Oh, Jolene.
Yeah.
She
for
warned
stealing
her.
Her man.
Yeah.
She, I'm begging you. Please don't steal my man. If
begging
you do,
you.
I'm going to lop your dome off.
It's a little...
Is that a little much?
A little much.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say Melissa McGurn. If Melissa killed someone, could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
One, it'd
well,
be
first
great
of all,
content for
about
the show.
It'd
be so good
99% of this country wouldn't know who I was.
Yeah, but that 1% would
that
be tuned
1%,
into our show.
But that 1% knows who you are so well. They've been listening to you for
if
years,
if you think
Mel.
We're not covering that trial in every break, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, and we would encourage third grade classes to put it on the radio.
Because
we're the radio.
Finally, we can live our dream of becoming Kato Kaelin.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Look, yeah, Mel. You could have Kato Kaelin come live with you.
Oh, really?
In your pool house, yeah.
Okay. I would do that. I would have him. I mean, I wouldn't do the crime.
Yeah, right.
I would have Kato Kaelin.
Yeah, no, we know what you said.
Yeah. What?
I know what you meant.
Well, you know exactly what I meant.
She wants a Kato diet, if you will.
Oh.
Folks.
I get it. Kato. I get it.
Did you ever tell us what happened to your bird?
No.
Oh, I almost ran over it with the lawnmower. I came really close, you guys.
All
really
that build
close.
Up for that.
What?
For that, just, I figured...
No. Like, I'm talking, like, I'm mowing the lawn up against, so I have this, like, very small, like sheetrock, like, rock wall just to kind of break up my mulch beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a weed eater right now, so I just have the push mower. So I'm getting the push mower as close to this rock wall as possible. Well, I start pushing and I look down and I, like, cause I'm trying to get close and I look up and I see, oh my gosh, there's a bird.
Wow.
Hanging up against the rock wall, pressed up against my lawnmower, like very close to getting sucked in by the
goodness.
Blades. And lawnmower's on and it's just like pressed up against it. I'm like, that's a bird.
Oh my gosh.
So I quickly like pull away and the bird doesn't move. Bird doesn't fly away.
Oh boy.
Like, oh no, did I just squish that bird?
Did you?
Well,
good question.
So I sit there and I watch it for a while and it's still just hanging onto the wall. It's not moving. And it's watching me, turning its head around, watching me. And I'm like, buddy, go, be free, fly away. Now, eventually he did jump up onto the rock and into the mulch bed, but he did not fly. And I saw him, like, spread his wings and, like, try and fly.
Did he look super tiny like he was a baby?
So he looked smaller. Smaller. Looked like a full bird, but, like, a smaller version of a
full bird.
That was
probably a baby
bird. That's what
it probably fell out of a nest, and it's the mom's trying to teach it how to fly. It takes a little while.
I'm hoping.
I just had that happen in the bed of the front of my house where there's a nest in an evergreen tree, and I saw this bird try to fly, and it hit the house, you know? And I thought, oh, sometimes the birds see windows, and it throws them off. And I thought the bird, like, knocked itself silly until I realized it was a baby bird. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if there's, like, a nest nearby.
Well, the whole rest of the night, I kept checking and watching, walking out there and seeing, hey, Did he fly away? He was there for a majority of the night. I went out one last time right before bed, and I didn't see him out there.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if he went and hid under the bush or if a predator got him. But
aw, poor baby.
I did not see him. Meredith and I were like fully ready to like call. I don't know. Who do you even call? Ghostbusters?
People are asking.
Animal control or something? Like, what do you do?
I don't think animal control would come out for that.
I don't think they would either. I wanted to call someone to be like, hey, can you nurse this bird back to health and release it back into the wild?
Kyle, maybe he should have nursed that bird back to health and he didn't do it.
But we're a father.
Well, look, if the bird don't fly, he might die. If the bird don't fly.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
He might die. No?
Can I not
Johnny Cochran this?
Because I was curious where Cato Kaelin was from, since he's such a big Wisconsin fan. He is from Milwaukee, but I'm on his Wikipedia.
It all comes back to
Cato. It's like the
Cato.
90s. Everything goes back to Cato. Can I tell you, this was his first film. This was before the OJ trial. Can I read the synopsis of this film?
Yes, sure. Please. Wow, you went deep into
Cato. It's called Beach Fever.
Oh, that's
which, just knowing Cato Kaelin feels like a movie that would star Cato Kaelin.
Totally, with that long hair he had.
Okay, this is just a weird movie. I really want to watch this now. Primarily set on the beaches of California, the film's central plot involves a father sending his son to America to find the best pickup line for his father.
What?
That's
then
weird.
Stumbling upon a special formula that attracts girls, the plot thickens when a mad dash on the beach for this special cologne causes problems for Chat, who's also played by Cato Kaelin, and Sake, who's played by a guy named Rodney, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ron Goldman.
That would have been.
That would have been a twist in this whole. We would have.
Also, your head.
Yeah. We'd have uncracked the whole
case. I feel bad about that joke. The film was produced by. But isn't the fact that that was his first film and Cato probably walked off set like,
this is it. This is the start of an amazing career.
My career is taking off.
Yeah.
I got long blonde hair. I just played a guy named Chat. I don't know how they're going to pronounce it in the 80s and beyond.
I just met a guy named O.J. Simpson, who's, you know, a huge star. He's probably going to take me under his wing.
Nina Verson was on the film. She wasn't in a lot of things, but she did play decent girl number two.
Oh, damn. That's a huge break if you can get it. In Beach Fever, are you kidding me?
In Beach
Fever? The original Beach Fever?
So, Nina, who are you here to audition for? I'm here for Decent Girl Number One. All right, let's hear your line. Don't do it, Chet. It's not doing it for us.
Sorry.
But that was Decent Girl Number Two material.
Yeah, we do have a role open that we think you might be fit for. It's Decent Girl Number Two. I just imagine, like, that plot line feels so loaded. I feel like they could have gotten rid of the whole first part about the whole thing with the dad and sending the son to America to find a good pickup line.
I feel like you could have, because I originally, when I was reading Cato Kaelin's Wikipedia, again, did this for research, I originally thought it was like, oh, it's just a high school boy, kind of like a Weird Science movie. Like, he just created this. No, it starts, I guess, with his dad being like, go on, son.
Yeah.
Find the best pickup line for me.
But the meat of that whole movie is the magic cologne, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
Well, according to this, the plot thickens when a mad dash on the beach for this special cologne causes problems.
Wow. That's two separate movies that they combine into one.
It kind of is, but I think it would have been more interesting if it would have been a single guy looking for...
You
he doesn't
really
say
want,
he's not.
She really
single,
wants Cato
though.
Kaelin to be single.
No, I'm just saying the movie. It would have been more interesting to have.
I cannot
like
imagine
not involving
Cato's.
Your son.
I cannot imagine that Cato's character is the good guy because his name is Chet or Chat. It's spelled C-H-A-T. Frederick the Fourth.
Chat.
Oh, it makes him sound rich.
Chat Frederick the Fourth. It sounds like an AI bot that you would talk to online.
Right? It kind of does. Here's,
now this is another thing that says a plot, and I feel like this is completely different. A young Japanese entrepreneur is set on a quest by his wealthy father to find the world's best opening line in order to, quote, get the girl.
So he is wealthy.
But when they stumble upon a surefire love potion, mayhem ensues.
Okay, that's a better synopsis.
It's the same synopsis.
Well, it's more concise, and it's like it makes it feel like that storyline is more intertwined.
I'm going to hold to this, that would be more interesting if it wasn't a father sending his son out, if it was just a man looking for it himself. Like, I think you can drop the whole dad sending his son to get it thing. That feels weird.
It does feel weird. It feels like a different movie. Like, it feels like two movies. Like, it was like two buddies were like, I'm working on the screenplay. Yeah, what are you working on? I'm working on this screenplay.
Like, blend the two?
Yeah. Hey, why don't we work together, bro? You know? We'll be like the Farrelly brothers.
I got this young star already attached to mine. His name is Cato Kalin. He has O.J. Simpson recommended.
Yeah, he lives in O.J. Simpson's pool house. So you know he's going to be big one day.
We're going to go get burgers with him. That's a good joke because that was I believe that is what Cato told the investigators was happening that night, was him and OJ's were getting burgers. So
good memory.
So great.
Good memory.
The Mel, the
this episode is turning into a 10-part OJ Simpson documentary. People are asking.
But it's probably more informative, honestly. People won't regret watching this or listening to this the way they regretted watching the OJ.
I'm not sure that's
No, you don't think so? We're given so much insight. Like Cato Kalin IMDb page.
I know. I believe it's his Wikipedia page. Show some respect.
Oh my gosh.
Does he have an IMDb page?
He probably does.
Probably does. He's been in a bunch of movies as himself.
Wait, there was one thing I was going to say on the way out the door.
You're going to make a pun.
No.
Right. He's going to make a pun.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Hey, not the only guy who lived on that estate that was Kalin it. Am I right? Huh? Yeah, you guys just got punked because I did come out with a pun.
Wow.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.